Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. 100.9
FM. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Texas, hopes are dimming for finding any survivors of the devastating flooding, but searchers like Ryan Loge are still combing the banks of the Guadalupe River.
We're out there early and we're out there till we're falling over. When you looked at these guys, they were exhausted. They were emotionally tired by looking at the devastation, finding children's Bibles on the ground, you know, looking through people's wreckage of their life. It takes a toll on you.
104 people were killed, many more missing. President Trump threatening to impose higher tariffs on more than a dozen countries, including Japan and South Korea, if trade deals cannot be reached by August 1st. The president holding his first cabinet meeting this hour without Elon Musk. The administration announcing a plan to secure U.S. farmland and farmers from nations like China having a stake in U.S. farming production. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says she's already canceled several contracts. The TSA about to announce taking your shoes off will no longer be required at checkpoints. This is ABC News. The White House sending letters out to more than a dozen countries telling them they must agree to trade deals with a Trump administration or face much stiffer tariffs, 25% for Japan and North Korea. ABC's Rachel Scott with more from Washington.
The president writing, the United States will perhaps consider an adjustment to this letter. These tariffs may be modified upward or downward, depending on our relationship with your country. Those tariffs were scheduled to go into effect tomorrow, but the president pushing it back until August 1st and signaling to reporters that date may change too.
No, I would say firm, but not 100% firm.
The Trump administration pledged to get 90 trade deals done in 90 days.
The most active volcano in Indonesia erupting, sending a column of superheated gas and ash as high as 11 miles into the sky, more than twice as high as the cruising altitude for commercial jetliners. At least five flights between Australia and Bali had to be canceled, but so far no reports of any casualties. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly to mostly cloudy and feeling humid this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop in later this afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, lingering showers and thunderstorms in the region early, moving out. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 62. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slim chance of a pop-up shower in the late afternoon. Feeling a little less humid with a high of 83. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 65, it's 83 degrees.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Good afternoon. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has cleared the way for the state to institute a ban on conversion therapy. The court ruled Tuesday that a Republican-controlled legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus people was unconstitutional. The 4-3 ruling from the liberal-controlled court comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ plus rights. The court's ruling has a broad impact far beyond the conversion therapy issue. It takes power away from the legislature to block the enactment of rules that carry the force of law by the governor's office. There's a challenger to one of Wisconsin's longest tenured state senators in southwestern Wisconsin. The redrawn 17th State Senate District has another 2026 candidate. Assembly Representative Jenna Jacobson, a Democrat, announced her campaign at an event in Ridgeway Monday. She joins a field that already includes Democrats Lisa White and Todd Larson. Jacobson is seeking the seat currently held by Republican Howard Markline, who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. The JFC is tasked with putting together the state budget each year. Jacobson said that Markline hasn't done enough to represent the interest of southwestern Wisconsin.
The 17th Senate District, our district, has time and again been forced into referenda to fund our schools because Howard Markline has chosen power over people. He's chosen ideology over voting for the needs of the district. That is irresponsible governing.
The 17th Senate District includes Crawford, Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties, as well as parts of Vernon, Dane, and Rock counties. Before the district lines were redrawn ahead of the 2024 election, the 17th district stretched from Juneau County in central Wisconsin down to the state line. Markline, who was drawn out of the 17th district and placed in the 14th district, easily won his three previous elections for the seat and under old maps, including in 2022 by more than 20 percentage points. He has not yet announced his future plans. Governor Tony Evers says $10 million in state budget funding will help alleviate food insecurity in Wisconsin. During a Monday stop at the Community Partners campus in Wausau, Evers said it's an issue that was highlighted during the COVID-19 pandemic, calling food security extraordinarily important. Evers, who signed the 2025-27 state budget last week, said the $10 million is not enough, but it's a start. The Democratic governor also praised the format to the Community Partners campus, which brings programs for medical care and food security under one roof. Evers also made stops in Milwaukee and Eau Claire on Monday to highlight budget provisions. The governor's newest budget will include $5 million a year to go towards a state film office and creating film and TV production tax credits. Action Wisconsin founder Katie Heil says Wisconsin was missing out on plenty of opportunities because it didn't have a film office or tax incentives. Heil says having the credits will also help attract and retain the type of talent that usually had to leave the state in order to pursue a career in film or television. Prior to the governor including it in his budget, Wisconsin was one of just three states that didn't have a film office. Governor Tony Evers issued nearly two dozen partial vetoes last week when he signed the state budget into law. Perhaps the most significant, according to the governor himself, was the removal of a 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional Institution. Evers has proposed closing the 1898 prison as part of a broader overhaul of the state's correction system. He proposed that plan back in February and said it would cost $500 million. But last week, the governor said the legislature hadn't engaged with his plan or proposed their own, and he objected to setting a firm deadline without one in place. He removed the 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional. Still, the budget keeps $15 million to begin planning for a prison realignment and potential closure of the prison. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman today announced his proposal to increase tuition for resident undergraduates by up to 5% for the 2025-26 academic year. Rothman's proposal would increase tuition by 4% at all universities, with an optional 1% additional for a maximum of 5%. All universities, except UW-Green Bay, plan to adopt the additional 1% if the proposal is approved by the Board of Regents, which will consider the plan Thursday. Further, UW-River Falls is seeking an additional increase as part of an ongoing effort to support student success initiatives, which would bring its resident undergraduate increase to 5.8%. The Regents' vote on Rothman's proposal comes after lawmakers and Governor Tony Evers reached agreement on a new state budget for the next 2 years starting July 1st. Under the budget, the UWs would receive a funding increase of about $256 million, much of which is dedicated to specific initiatives. State funding represents approximately one-fifth of the UW's total revenues. Compared to UW comprehensive peers, resident undergraduate tuition increased just 7.7% during the 10-year period from 2015 to 2025, well below neighboring states, which ranged from increases of 21.7% to 28.8% during that same period. Overall, the total proposed cost of attendance for resident undergraduates will increase an average of 3.8% when segregated fees and room and board costs are considered. The Regents approved segregated fees in April. Universities would increase non-resident undergraduate tuition by either the same percentage or same dollar amount as resident undergraduate tuition under the proposal. A proposed bill that aims to make it easier to access government records is currently awaiting action in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would make it easier for groups who pursue legal action over government records to win back legal fees for their expenses. It states that legal fees must be awarded to the requester of government records if a court determines that the filing of the lawsuit was a substantial factor in the decision to release those records. The bill was approved by the state Senate in May and advanced to a hearing in the state assembly in June. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is advising residents to be on the lookout for another invasive insect that's been spreading towards the state. The Asian longhorn beetle has not been confirmed in Wisconsin yet, but it has been spreading to neighboring Midwest states like Ohio. The invasive beetle is most active during the summer months and poses a threat to trees that shed their leaves every fall. They're typically a little over an inch long and have a shiny black body with white spots and long antennae with black and white stripes. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for potential scams during the holiday sale season. According to a press release, July is a popular time for businesses of all sizes to offer discounts for July 4th or the summer season in general. That means it's also a popular time for scammers to target potential victims with misleading advertisements or lookalike websites. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be wary of social media ads, fake package delivery messages, and unsecure websites. Tax credits have helped a biohealth company on Madison's west side add about 200 new jobs. Catalent Pharmacy Solutions makes all kinds of treatments and is spending about $45 million on expanding. Governor Tony Evers praised the company's growth, saying Wisconsin's workforce, universities, and culture of innovation are making the state a hub for the biohealth and biotech industries. The company is getting as much as $2 million in tax credits from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The State Journal reports this is the fourth time over the last 15 years or so that the state has supported Catalent's growth. It's currently 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to a house fire last night. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's prime time and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
It's 84 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to a house fire at 26502 County Highway E last night around 7:20. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke and fire coming from the roof area of the home. The Richland Center Fire Department requested box alarm for assistance and a change of quarters to cover the Richland Center station. 9 fire units and 34 firefighters responded and were on scene for 2 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, the Muscadet, Blue River, Viola, and Lone Rock Fire Departments, and the Cazenovia and Hillsborough Fire Departments provided a change of quarters with a tender and engine at the Richland Center Fire Station. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and rear portion of the home, but there was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. No injuries were reported. An investigation is underway after two deaths and an officer-involved shooting in Portage County. The incident happened Sunday night in the town of New Hope. Deputies from the Portage County Sheriff's Office responded to a request for a welfare check at the residence a little before 9 on July 6th. When deputies arrived, they found one man lying in the front yard, dead from a gunshot wound. A perimeter was established before a 35-year-old armed man exited out of the rear of the home and was ultimately shot by a deputy. The man was treated at the scene and transported by helicopter to the hospital. When deputies entered the home, they found a woman inside, also dead from a gunshot wound. Two children were found in the home unharmed. The children were released to a family member. The deputy involved in the shooting is a 13-year veteran of the Portage County Sheriff's Office. They have been placed on administrative leave following agency policy. This was an isolated incident, and there's no ongoing threat to the public. The Marathon and Wood County Sheriff's Departments are investigating what took place. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department is leading the death investigations, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department will investigate the officer-involved shooting. A federal magistrate judge has recommended that charges proceed against Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. Dugan was indicted in May on allegations that she helped a man evade U.S. immigration agents in her courthouse in Milwaukee. She has pleaded not guilty and argued the charges violate her judicial immunity and Wisconsin's sovereignty. On Monday, the magistrate judge rejected her arguments, stating judicial immunity does not apply to criminal charges. The final decision rests with U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman. Dugan faces up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors allege she helped the man escape through a back door to avoid arrest. No trial date is set. The homes of some universities of Wisconsin regents were vandalized with pro-Palestinian messages. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that at least four homes were vandalized early Friday. Messages in red spray paint on the driveways read, "Regents are complicit in genocide, and UW blood on your hands." Madison Police Sergeant Matthew Baker says the properties were also splashed with fake blood and had letters taped to the doors with a list of demands. Last year, UW-Madison students established a pro-Palestinian encampment on Library Mall before it was taken down after 2 weeks. The UW system is urging anyone with information about the vandalism to contact local law enforcement. The Social Security Administration has announced significant progress in its ongoing efforts to improve customer service while handling record transaction volumes. Key milestones include completing over 3.1 million payments to all who were entitled under the Social Security Fairness Act 5 months ahead of schedule, continuing to upgrade SSA's telephone technology nationwide, deploying the platform to 841 field offices, representing 70% of field offices nationwide, reducing the average speed of answer on the 800 number to 13 minutes, a 35% reduction compared to this time last year, and over a 50% reduction compared to last year's annual average, optimizing technology on the 800 number so that 90% of calls handled are now served via automated self-service options or convenient callbacks, minimizing hold times, implementing a new service model in field offices that has reduced wait times about 10% for all customers year over year, decreasing the initial disability claims backlog by 25% from a record high of 1.2 million cases pending last summer to 950,000 cases pending today, achieving a historic low of approximately 276,000 disability hearings pending, with customers experiencing wait times 60 days shorter than last summer, and upgrading the My Social Security online portal to provide uninterrupted 24/7 access to customers starting mid-July. The American Red Cross is looking for blood donations. The Red Cross is urging you to donate blood now to keep the blood supply strong during the summer months. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. The Red Cross says in addition to summer holidays and vacations, severe weather can have a sudden impact on the ability to collect blood. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month to ensure blood products are constantly available in the weeks to come for all patients. You can donate today until 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held tomorrow from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. Making donation appointments is easy. Simply visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting artwork entries for the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contest. The winning designs will appear on the 2026 collection of stamps. Each year, local artists from around Wisconsin compete for an opportunity to showcase their talents, commemorate their work, and promote wildlife conservation across the state. Hunters are required to purchase a species-specific stamp to legally harvest any of these game birds in Wisconsin. The sales of these three stamps generate hundreds of thousands of dollars annually for species management throughout the state, including habitat management, restoration, education, and research projects. Stamp design entries must be received or postmarked by August 1st. Judging will take place August 23rd at the Waterfowl Hunters Expo in Oshkosh. All stamp contest applicants should review the contest rules carefully to ensure the eligibility of their entries. Artwork must meet technical requirements to be properly processed and prepared for judging and display. Rules, entry information, and reproduction rights agreements are available on the DNR's Wildlife Stamp Funding and Stamp Design Contest webpage. Stamp contest applicants are strongly encouraged to obtain insurance for their artwork if shipped and to confirm the delivery of their submission directly with the stamp contest coordinator. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:27. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
It's 84 degrees on this Tuesday afternoon, July 8th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green, died Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Jackie Knockreiner is survived by her husband, Gary, four sons, Sean O'Neill, Jim and Molly O'Neill, Daryl Knockreiner and Scott Knockreiner, four grandchildren, her sister, Rita and Pat Riley, sister-in-law, Sandy and Tom Ingram, many nieces and nephews and cousins. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died May 21st. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center. Charlene Tukendorf is survived by five sons, Christopher and Mandy Lewicki of Milton, Adam and Serena Volden of Reedstown, Michael and Leslie Hendricks of Reedsburg, Nathan of New Berlin, and Charles Tukendorf and Rebecca Hawk of Pewaukee. Seven grandchildren, a brother, James Gerblowski of San Francisco, California, many nieces, nephews, cousins, relatives, and friends. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke is survived by her husband Carl, siblings Peggy and Don Orth, Don and Julie Price, Jill and Bill Tingley, Sue Price, and Dick and Cheryl Price. Sister-in-law, Mary Sue Bethke, brother-in-law, Al and Kim Bethke, several nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Leona Kelbel include three children, Lorna Winsick, Lisa Kelbel and Avon Hooker, and Ken and Wendy Kelbel. Four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and siblings, Vivian Makovic, Arlene Johnson, and Lucy Scott. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City. Ronald E., Ronnie Roe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Roe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or charity of your choice. Kendall Funeral Services of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements. Roe Colson is survived by his nieces and nephews. Ronald E. Ronnie Roe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 2nd, from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, two sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill, sister-in-law Cindy Kramer of Boscobel, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet. Claire R. Hagg, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A visitation will be held later in the summer. In lieu of cards and or flowers, Claire would want you to take a walk, bike, or drive around Richland Center for a small period of time, either solo or with others, and visit with family, friends, and enjoy nature. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Claire Hagg is survived by his daughters, Polly and Martha, and Abby and Alex, a grandson, a brother, Donald and Sharon Hewlin, many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Claire R. Hagg, 86, of Richland Center. Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private family ceremony will be set at a later date. In honor of her memory, the family invites you to write someone a letter, take a walk in nature, sit down with a good book, and/or spend some thoughtful time in prayer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Grace Frutiger is survived by her daughter, Linda and John Peterson, 4 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, a sister, Judy Balmer, and close nephew, Stephen Laura Lewis. Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to David and Lori Hatch and Todd and Rebecca Kleiss. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday so far. Definitely feeling like summer, as it should, since we are in the summer season. Temperatures this afternoon will top out around 84 degrees with a mixture of clouds and sun, and feeling humid with dew points in the 60s. Now, there is a cold front that is slowly working its way through Wisconsin from northwest to southeast. And near and ahead of that front, there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms developing across the southern and eastern parts of Wisconsin in the later afternoon and evening, and some of that activity could certainly affect our area. So I am certain that this activity will develop, but it'll be kind of hit or miss, so there is that potential you'll get wet or your neighbor will get wet and you'll stay completely dry. So again, later today, do watch out for those scattered showers of storms developing and then pushing off slowly to the east. Overnight, lingering showers and thunderstorms in the region early, moving out, partly cloudy, still feeling a bit humid with lows around 62. Less humid on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, highs around 83. I am seeing some markers that there could be a pop-up shower or two in the area in the later afternoon with a weak boundary, but likely you'll stay dry on Wednesday. Wednesday night, mostly clear with patchy fog possible, lows around 60. And Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, a little more humid and a warm day, highs around 85. Friday, muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely at times, and there could be some bouts of heavier rain with highs around 83. This coming weekend, a slight chance of showers early Saturday, then partly cloudy and turning less humid, highs around 82. Sunday, mostly sunny up to 84, a bit of a breeze developing in the afternoon. Monday of the following week, then a mix of clouds and sun, warm and muggy, highs close to 90 with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And looking ahead through the rest of July and into early August, temperature-wise looks pretty seasonable. Highs generally 80s, 90s at times, nighttime lows in the 60s and low 70s with humidity. So it looks like overall good growing conditions temperature-wise with also some periods of sun to help out. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 84, our low this morning was 65. Our high so far today, 86. The record high for this date set in 1985 is 100. The record low, 43, was set in 1961. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 67. Sunset tonight will be at 8:44, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 2 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.08. Relative humidity is 60% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A call for global standards for agricultural sustainability. Up next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A British farmer has suggestions for a more sustainable agriculture. Patrick Holden founded the Sustainable Food Trust in the UK. He'd like to see a system of universal standards for valuing sustainable ag practices above and beyond market prices.
It's really important that we put a price on these externalities, both positive and negative. But before we do that, we need to measure them. And in an ideal world, we need to measure them using a common framework so that I could go onto a farm in New England or in the Corn Belt or wherever and say, what is your sustainability assessment on climate, nature, and social outcomes? And the language and the measurement framework we would be using would be the same.
Holden says regenerative ag practices are added value.
Not only do we not cause the damage by practicing a better farming system, but also we are not being rewarded for the positive externalities, the recreated soil capital and carbon, the biodiversity and the improvements in human health, which our farming systems and the people who eat our food will experience. And it seems to me that until we correct that, we're going to remain relatively marginal.
Holden appeared in the Food Talk podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans deliver unprecedented yield potential and maximum return on investment. Plant Z-Series soybeans and experience the difference. The USDA has unveiled its National Farm Security Action Plan designed to address agriculture security in America. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says protecting the country's ag land and food supply from foreign control is a priority of the Trump administration.
This plan includes seven key action items, each of which will promote agricultural prosperity, defend the foundations of agriculture, and strengthen our domestic food supply.
She says the top priority is to secure and protect American farmland.
Too much American land is owned by nationals of adversarial countries, and more than 265,000 acres in the United States are owned by Chinese nationals.
Rollins says the goal is to prevent the weaknesses in America's food supply chain from being exposed. The U.S. EPA heard comments from biofuel industry groups Tuesday as part of a public hearing on proposed renewable fuel standards for 2026 and 2027. EPA's Dallas Burkholder says,
EPA is ensuring a growing supply of domestically produced renewable fuels, particularly those produced from domestically sourced feedstocks.
During testimony, Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said the proposed RVOs will create certainty for the industry.
This is the strongest RFS proposal that we've seen, with the highest volumes ever, showing this administration's commitment to American biofuel producers and the farmers that depend on them.
The EPA is expected to finalize RVOs in the fall. The executive director of Farmers for Free Trade says many farmers are on the edge financially and need real deals from the Trump administration, not promises. Brian Keel tells Brownfield the cost of uncertainty over the past 6 months has negatively impacted farm budgets.
Driving up input costs and driving down commodity prices are really squeezing farmers, and that's a recipe for a farm crisis.
This week, the president adjusted reciprocal tariff rate threats for more than a dozen countries and again extended his tariff deadline until August 1st. A field agronomist for Beck's Hybrid says farmers need to scout for tar spot. Chad Kelleher says the disease is being found in an increasing number of cornfields across the Midwest.
So far, what we found in my area has been lower in the canopy. That tar spot inoculum is from the field. It's not from being blown in from other fields.
He tells Brownfield that hybrids with low tar spot tolerance and corn on cornfields are the most susceptible.
The severity has been fairly low amount, but I think people are wanting to make sure they manage that risk by applying a fungicide now and also help prevent some from coming on in the next 3 weeks.
Kelleher says a fungicide application around tasseling is the most economical way to protect against potential yield loss caused by tar spot. And the USDA reports the Philippines bought more than 140,000 tons of U.S. soybean meal, and Mexico has purchased more than 110,000 tons of U.S. corn. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet, and so is cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids have yet to surface. Asking prices have been noted in the south at $226 plus live, but have been elusive in the north. Show lists this week are mixed. Higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. The bulk of the week's business will likely hold out until the latter half of the week. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer cows 400 to 450 pounds are mostly $10 to $13 higher. Steers 550 to 600 pounds were fully steady to firm. Steers 600 to 700 pounds were firm to $10 higher. Heifer calves 400 to 500 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. Heifers 600 to 650 pounds were firm to $5 higher. And heifers weighing more than 650 pounds sold firm with a higher undertone. The USDA says demand was very good on a heavy supply. Medium and large one feeder steers 554 to 594 pounds brought $389 to $415. Medium and large one feeder heifer 603 to 649 pounds brought $336.50 to $345. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $3.28 at $394.26. Select is $1.98 higher at $379.51. Cash hogs were not reported at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors aren't starting the day very aggressive in their procurement efforts. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to be relatively strong, but China remains the wild card. The industry is keeping an eye on domestic demand trends and is also watching the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 111.43. It's 111.02 for the Iowa-Minnesota region, and it's at $111.66 for the Western Corn Belt. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar higher with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $62 to $74. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $65 to $75. And pork values were firm at midday, up 27 cents at $113.76. Bellies, picnic loins, and hams were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Many dairy producers have expanded to include on-farm retail stores, on-farm meat processing, and other ways to maximize profits and have a closer relationship with their customers. Randy Ebert and his family operate a Wisconsin dairy farm that branched out into meat processing. He tells Brownfield about the lessons learned. Call it direct marketing, vertical integration, or adding a new enterprise to the farm. Many farms now sell direct to consumers, and that brings new challenges for the farm family to meet. Randy Ebert's family added beef on dairy, then meat processing.
We right now are raising more of what goes through our own harvest facility and our meat smoking and meat fresh meat sales, taking the money that we're getting for these black calves right now, plus we're pinched just for space, you know, so not probably raising any more than what we have to. So we're probably only raising on, you know, something like 80 to 100 a month right now that we're finishing out. We were one of the early guys of beef on dairy, and that's 14 years ago, I think, and all we did was let's make some black calves and see what happens kind of thing. And I mean, I was a heifer hoarder for all my life, And then it's like, wait a minute, let's make this movement. Timing in life usually never happens right. I'll admit that timing has fallen into our lap on this beef thing. We started early on. When we were selling them at feeders, we hit a pretty nice window. Then when we had some space and we started finishing off a bunch, not only that we had a market for them, but we were part of the AI stud that collecting this information, I guess developing some of these relationships with the packer that has now worked for everybody. Because I mean, right now, where would we be without beef on dairy in the meat industry? It's crazy what this is. I mean, this is obviously one of the few things that's helping us combat inflation costs of what we do, is what beef has done to us, but from anything from calf to our finished beef, but even our cold dairy cows, you know. So we'll raise more out at certain times, and we're selling 3/4 of our calves, and we're only raising these 80 or 100 that we make that way. And our family probably thought that vertical integration would give you some more advantages, but it's still crazy. I mean, our beef Angus cross that we'd sell as our fresh meat cuts, that's obviously all totally makes sense what we're doing. But in our world, trying to keep our staff busy at our harvest facility, so we'll take some dairy cows there that are used for the sausage side of things. And the truth is, we thought that would give us an advantage. We can still buy that product cheaper from a supplier than what we can efficiently do it. And I guess you thought we could vertically integrate and have an advantage, and it's actually, it isn't that way. The meat side, there's a lot of challenges. There's nothing easy about the world of food. So I would say my expertise is at the farm. All these other things were on a sharp learning curve.
That's Randy Ebert, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Cattle are higher. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower. The USDA's national crop rating held at 66% good to excellent for the third week in a row. And development weather is favorable. Commodities in general are waiting for any new news on tariffs. August beans are down 6 at 10.25 and a half. September's 3 lower at 10.10 and 3 quarters. August soybean meal's down 70 cents at 271.50. August bean oil's 4 points lower at 53.90. Corn's down. The national condition rating 74% good to excellent, the highest for this time of the season in several years. Mexico did buy more than 110,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. September corn's down 3 3/4 at 3.99 3/4. December's 5 lower at 4.15 3/4. And wheat's lower. The winter wheat harvest is past the halfway point with more rain in the near-term forecast for some areas. Let's just call it scattered near-term rain for many U.S. winter wheat growing areas. Spring wheat crop ratings vary widely depending on the state. September Chicago's a penny lower at 5.47 1/2. September Kansas City's down 4 3/4 at 5.22 3/4. September Minneapolis wheat's down 10 1/4 at 6.27. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply with box beef higher at midday, getting ready for direct business. Asking prices are at $2.26 plus live. August live's $4.07 higher at $2.19.97. October's up $3.72 at $2.16.67. August feeder cattle are up $4.10 at $3.17.82. And hogs are mixed on technical selling and demand questions. August lean is 40 lower at $106.67. October's down 17 at $92.70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Properly storing fruits makes a difference. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living in Brownfield. Properly storing fruit is essential for preserving freshness, flavor, and nutritional value. For some fruits, temperature control matters. Here's why. Fruits continue to breathe after harvest, and for some, cooling down slows that process. Cold storage also inhibits the growth of bacteria that can cause spoilage. So when it comes to fruits that should be in the fridge, here's what you need to do. For strawberries, the best way to store them is washed and dried, then place them in a paper towel-lined container in the refrigerator. For blueberries, wash and dry them, then store in a vented container. Once peaches have been counter-ripened, they can be stored in the fridge. Cherries last longer when stored in a loosely covered container. For cantaloupe and watermelon, after you wash the rinds, cut and store in an airtight container. Grapes should be washed and dried and then stored on the stems. For pineapple, like melons, cut and store in an airtight container. And for mangoes, after they ripen on the counter, slice and store in the refrigerator in a sealed container. By taking these steps, you can enjoy your fruit longer. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
This ABC News update is brought to you by Classic Auto Body, where quality meets craftsmanship.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The death toll in Texas now topping 100 following a catastrophic flooding across five counties. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha says the priority is locating and identifying victims and notifying families.
As of 8 a.m. Central Time, 87 deceased have been recovered in Kerr County, including 56 adults and 30 children. Identification is pending for 19 adults and 7 children, with one additional person still unidentified.
President Trump at a cabinet meeting pledging more federal aid and resources and says he'll visit Texas Friday.
We don't want to get in anyone's way because that's what happens. The president goes and everyone's around focused. I don't want anyone to focus on us.
The president also says he doesn't plan.